Ain't this what they've been waiting for?
It's your girl V Henny. Welcome to the artistry.
You ready?
Every Sunday from 1 to 3, FOOEmpireRadio.com.
I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time, I spent on some locked up shit in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view.
What up, world? What up, world? You tuning into the artistry.
Like a nigga sneeze, nigga please, for them trick or squeeze, I'm getting cream. Never let them hoes get in between of what we started. Little nigga, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages. All foreign bitches menaging, fucking sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him, I got him. I did it without an album. I did shit with Mariah. Little nigga, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey rink, Philly nigga, I'm flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey, to rest in peace. Hey, to rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsters move in silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word, was on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Fuck, nigga. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was rainy.
Flexing on these niggas on the street every Sunday.
That's my T-Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the tech cannon, casting grow like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes. Cause these niggas wanna be dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money. These niggas try to take my life, they fuck around, get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around, get smoked. Cause these Philly niggas I pull with me, don't fuck around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young niggas that's rolling. I got niggas throwing beans. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that bitch, I get to throwing dirty jeans. But now I'm hanging out that drop head, I'm riding down no collar. They let my nigga earn back home, that young nigga be wildin'. We young niggas, we mobbin', like Batman and we're robbin'. Miss two-door Maybach, with my seat on reclining. I'm like, real nigga, what up? Real nigga, what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then pussy nigga, shut up. If you dip me in your ass, I get your pussy ass stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that Puma life in my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, bike on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces, I'm the same nigga they watch. And I'm the king of my city, cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lanes talking that bullshit, the same niggas that fly. I'm the same nigga from First Street with them that braids that lock. The same nigga that came up and I had to wait for my spot. And these niggas hating on me, hoes waiting on me. Still on that hood shit, my Rolls Royce on E, they gon' remember me. I say remember me. So much money, your friend turn to your enemy. And when this beef, I turn my enemies to memories. With them bricks, they go for 40, ain't no 10 to keep.
Off the rip, boy. I'ma ride with my dog off the rip.
Talk brown, bad paper tag off the rip. Shorty came through, bent it over off the rip. Dope boy bag, pop the tags off the rip. Nigga off the rip. Brought it from the block, dirty money off the rip. Cut a short fiend, talk money off the rip. Woke up in the deal, 150 off the rip. My dog came home, buck 50 off the rip.
On me, oh my, my cut dope. Night.
Off the rip,
40 knock his head off.
Off the rip,
top V Nick's fed off.
Coke boys get the coke money. Plenty cash, live niggas to smoke ass. Phantom C stash, you donkey walk. I'm hunchback, buck quiet, talk about Mikasa. You TMZ niggas gossip.
Rari looking good on the strip. Talk 100 mil, that's a motherfucking grip. Johnny Hancock, 10 milli off the rip. Shorty bought her friends off the rip. Bitch busted open, eating pussy off the rip. West side getting blood money with a crip. My dog getting out, money orders off the rip. Boy, spend a car note on my fit, boy. Manuf bow hanging off my clip, boy. Niggas running like skip, boy. I push you on my skip, boy. On my wrist is a brick, boy. Built the empire.
Sex, goose, the beam is in the beat. Sex, goose, the beam is in the beat.
Every Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. at the whole EmpireRadio.com. Let's go, Freaky Kyle. Let's go, Queens in the building.
Who's the best? Who's the worst in this here rap? Y'all know they hear God for preaching for the crown. I'm just trying to bring them years back. Welcome to Queens, 40 sipping with my chain. Rips all in my jeans like I shot 5 with Wolverine. My niggas getting caught, the wheel roll up on your block. With no limits of the shot, blah, watch them bodies roll. Got them Timberland boots, 10 butter. Word to my mother, they be thinking I'm some rich dude, but I'm straight out of the gutter. Hey, yo, Kai, rest in peace, your daddy, Freaky Time. R.I.P. Mods, why the realest niggas have to die? Straight O's copping, Dubs and apes chopping. Bag it up, I'm moving, wait, my music shit is popping. So wavy, New York City, freeze with nice, with no khakis on. Skinny jeans, go 200 beans, blah, send me blow. Yeah, East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. And I get respect from both sides, nigga.
The next goes to and the beat. The next goes to Remus and the Beats. Red, next goes to Remus and the Beats. Red, next goes to Remus and the Beats. The next goes to Remus and the Beats.
Red leather, yellow leather. Don't be mad at me, I don't love him, he just fuck him. I replace him, I just dump him, and start talking to another one. I'm bragging, jeez, he keep calling me babe. When my name is Monty, he was all in my feet. I'm so intoxicated when that bass drop. Let the tomato waist pop, Stone Cold Steve Austin, man, I break rock. Plus your chick try to back me, but I'd rather face ride. Get my bass knocked, cause Monty only face ride. Ball, call me A-Rod, crossover like I'm A-I. Fourth quarter, man, I'm A-I. Heard your chick like A-Y. She a thot. I feel big with them. I feel big with them. Well, what's so high? Shit, man, it's all how you spinning. I'm a motherfucking finish. Mama say you just finish. That's why I'm proper with the finish. Muggle mafia in this. Fuck niggas get money. What you came here to do? You tryna call me a crib? What the fuck I need? Shoes over here, blown chip. Ain't matching with snow. Don't mess with my core. I ain't got shit to lose. Loose. I ain't got shit to lose. November, I said this November, I'ma be a volatile killer. Put it to the test and your team gets stretched. Now you blaming me like I killed ya. But all I did was confirm my shit and stand by my shit. Cause I love this shit, now for the fun of it I go dumb as shit, this my covenant. Think I ain't charting, kid, you must've bumped your shit. Cause everybody want a piece of money doing, making scenes just like a movie. Big pimping in his music when I come and act the stupid. Keep spitting cause I'm fluid. Got niggas on my tool, it's sweet, nigga, dive into it. Enjoy the taste of it. This the man.
To the back.
Go ahead.
business on the low low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know.
What's up, V?
Welcome to the artistry. Yeah. It's your girl V Henny.
It's your boy Matt Mizzy.
Young T's.
Welcome to the artistry if you're tuning in. Every Sunday from 1 to 3 on FLOEmpireRadio.com. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we go. We hurting. Go.
I'm hyper. Hurting. You guys are too, like, I'm hyper. What's good with you guys?
I'm hurt.
You're
I'm,
hurt. I'm see again? You know how I've we been, you know what we say in Spanish? Paeso bebe. Paeso bebe.
Paeso bebe?
Yeah. Keep keep drinking. Like,
keep
you know?
Right. I'm hurt. That's why I'm hurt now from keep drinking. I need a new liver. Anybody got one for me?
Nah, I don't think mine's is even good. Honestly.
I'm hurt.
What you doing yesterday? So tell me why you're so hurt, Matt. Tell the world right now why you're so hurt.
You know my work schedule. So you know I don't get off till the wee hours of the night. So I chose to be an adult. I said, you know what? I'm gonna get off of work. I'm gonna go get some drinks in my system.
Okay.
That didn't work out the way I thought it was gonna work out. I barely got sleep into Saturday. I woke up Saturday and did the same thing all over again. But Saturday I started a lot earlier. And I've been mixing liquor since Friday night. And I must say, like, I think I'm gonna stop drinking for a little bit.
What were you drinking?
Everything. If you name it, I've had it. No exaggeration.
Oh, you was mixing?
I was mixing everything.
Oh, that's no good. That is no good. That's how you look like me how I was on Friday. I went out on Thursday and I was a mess.
I didn't even hear my alarm.
I actually was leaving nasty messages.
You know how you
I was one of those.
You know how you just roll over and you're like, damn, I know I'm supposed to be somewhere? Like, that's how bad it was.
Yeah, that's the same thing happened to me on Friday. Well, Thursday, it's going to Friday. And then Friday, I missed my alarm and I went to work late. I woke up a little semi-drunk still. And then they was like, yo, you left me a nasty voicemail. And I was like, oh, shit, I don't remember. I'm sorry. So, yeah, I did one of those. I'm sorry. I know you're listening. I think I said I'm sorry a whole lot of times because I was a little embarrassed.
It happens. I mean.
Yeah, but it was nasty. Like one of those nasty. You know, I was actually an angry drunk.
Are you one of those drunks?
I'm not, actually.
I'm a sleepy drunk.
I'm a good drunk, but I was an angry drunk that day. It was like, I was, honestly, you know what? Thursday, I was like mad bipolar because I was an angry drunk. Then I was happy. I was like, woo! Then it was real bipolar type of thing.
Today, I'm going to use today's straight water. And I'm going to flush my system.
Nice. What about you, T's? You mad quiet. What's
yeah,
going
up,
on?
What was...
I've been drunk since Thursday.
I've been drunk. He came in drunk.
Like, yeah, I've been drunk since Thursday. What did you do this weekend?
Well, this weekend I went to Webster Hall Friday. Still recovering.
Oh, wow.
Did you perform or did you just hang out?
I with my boys, hung out.
Okay.
That's it.
Anybody was performing or was it just a party scene?
Party scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just kept it. I mean, my Friday I did a few things, met up with a few people, just networked. This weekend was just honestly grind mode for me. I was still home yesterday all day, just on my phone, like setting things up.
That's what I'm doing today. When I get off the station, go to the crib, open my laptop. I'm just going to focus in, put my phone on silent, and I'm just going to vibe into the rest of the night. Whenever I fall asleep, I fall asleep.
Yeah, that's how I was like that yesterday. I was just like hitting up mad people dumb early, like, yo, what are you doing? This is, and they're like, dude, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I was hyped. Like, I've been hyped.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
Send some of that energy this way. I'm about to hug you 100 times. I need some of that.
You know, but, this week, basically, I'm excited for this week. Thursday, the Art of Music showcase at People's Lounge.
Oh yeah,
the doors open at 6 till 11. I rock out sometimes later than 11 ish. Dope. I have a real good artist performing. Like I always have really good artist performing.
And this is my first one going to. You know that because I never really get off because my schedule. So actually, I made sure. I'm letting y'all people know. Listen, now y'all gonna catch me at these showcases, man. Y'all gonna see my face a lot more. I be working a lot, but I gotta, you know, I'm here. We're grinding. You hear me? We here.
Yeah, I know y'all I'm gonna going. It's gonna be a show.
Yeah, he's performing. He's performing for sure. I have a lot of dope artists performing. Like I'm actually looking forward to it. It's a lot of new poets as well. One of the poets I'm actually impressed by, he's actually an actor. He actually's been on Law and Order. He's actually on Empire right now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he's doing a lot of things. He's a poet. He's very deep with his poetry. It's very, very versatile. You know me, I always keep it very versatile.
Yeah, you got to. So that's the only way to beat the game.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm like, yes, you know, so. And just, I'm looking forward for that, you know, that's Thursday, you know, People's Lounge, 163rd Allen Street, you know. You can't go wrong with live music. I love live music.
It's the best thing.
You know? So
I think it's better. Nothing against the studio music, but live music, it touches the people differently. Like you get to actually feel their emotion off that stage. You get, if you're an artist, you should be able to relate to the crowd that you're, you know, performing to.
Yeah.
And give them something. I feel like your live performances should be... The people that come to your live performances should never leave the same.
Yeah.
What you think? You're an artist, man. What's up? What you think?
Yeah, I like performing better than just people listening to my music. Because I put my soul when I perform, you feel? I like to connect with the people.
Okay.
See that?
Okay. Yeah. So, one of the questions that I had, you know, when did you start realizing, because that's one of the questions I put for as a topic. When did you start realizing, you start believing in yourself and you came to start believing in your craft and you started making sacrifices in order for people to start hearing you. When did that happen?
It was around like 2008. Because I always like just made music, but it was all for fun. And I started actually listening to myself and I realized like what I'm making has potential. So that's when I started taking it serious.
Okay. There's a difference though, right? Like I feel like... It's crazy, and the reason why I'm asking you that is because someone today, you know, they came to me and, you know, they were talking about, like, something they want to do, and they're like, yo, I see your grind, and they're like, I don't believe in myself, and I'm like, how can
I said, you know how many people didn't give me the opportunity with anything, with both my businesses? And yeah. I had to believe in myself in order for people to believe in me. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's good that you came to that level, because not a lot of people actually believe in themselves. And it's I don't know. I feel like that's sad. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta believe in yourself in anything you do.
So, being an artist that, you know, you say you believe in yourself, would you say you're your worst critic?
Yeah.
That's good. How, like, do you push the envelope when it's time to?
Yeah, of course. They making songs, and when I hear it, I'll be like, nah, I ain't going to mixtape or whatever. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So, when did you, how do you pick out your singles?
Oh, my singles? Well, I pick out whatever I like, and I push that out. And I see from the people, see how they react towards my music. And whatever's really buzzing, that's what I choose for my songs, for my mixtapes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now when you start picking out your tracks and, you know, and things like that, like, have you ever gotten a bad critic, and how did you react to it?
Well, for a couple songs, I got bad critic on that, but... You just live and learn.
Live and learn? Like, yeah. You never got upset with it? You never, like...
Nah,
you know,
I don't get upset. I don't get upset.
No, that's good. Yeah. So then you take it as a learning aspect.
Yeah, I take it as a learning aspect, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. I mean, that's good, you know? You know what it is? Some people get discouraged with that. Like, I don't know. I got in people be like, yo, this bitch is whack. And I'm like... When they be like, oh, she needs to do this tighter or harder, like, I've gotten where I'm just like, whack? And I'm like breaking the paper, writing hard, like, you know, like.
That's why everybody can't, like.
But I didn't take it personal. I took it like, saying. I like took it critics. As a good thing. Like, I was like, yeah. Oh, I gotta be better then, you know.
Everybody have opinions though.
And they shouldn't.
Some people don't.
Like, yeah, no, you're gonna have people who say yes, who are dope, and some people are gonna tell you no, she's whack. Like, I've had it. Yeah. I have people like, yo, you dope. I had some people like, yo, you alright, yeah. And I'm like, but it's all about you believing yourself.
Of course.
You know, so what are you doing? What are you grinding? What are you doing? What are the sacrifices you're making right now as an artist?
Well,
craft.
Well, for my craft, well, I've been going to the studio 3 times a week. What else? Just booking performances, everything. Just trying to just focus on my music.
Okay. Wait, have you performed outside of New York?
No.
No? Are you looking to do that?
Yeah.
Like, how quickly, how soon are you trying to do that?
Doesn't matter, as soon as possible.
Okay.
And your networking and everything like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I have a little fan base and everything.
Okay. So where do you have a fan base right now outside of New York?
Outside New York? Well, I just went to Trinidad. I was passing out mixtapes and everything. So from Trinidad, people in Florida, like all over.
That's dope.
A lot of people love my music.
How's your Florida fan base? How's that, you know?
It's good. Everybody think I'm very lyrical and I could put, like, my words into my music and say real stuff, but...
What made you get into hip-hop?
Well, since a kid, I used to just freestyle off beats, but I never took it serious. And then I made my first song when I was 14 at the studio and everything. And I liked how it was. So I used to just rap for fun.
All right. And one of my topics is this. And this for both is... I saw something on Instagram. And I was like, this is so true. It was KRS. It was a memes. And it was a KRS describing the difference between an MC and a rapper. Do you know the difference between an MC and a rapper?
An MC moves the crowd, and a rapper just raps. If I had to pick and choose,
nah.
Okay, do you know what's you as an artist in the hip hop community? Do you know what's the difference between an MC and a rapper?
No.
What's your definition? You don't know.
Well,
you don't have to know the exact definition, but in your heart, what's your definition between the both?
Well, I feel like the difference between an MC and a rapper, my opinion is an MC is more lyrical, and a rapper is just like. Flashy or whatever. I don't, yeah.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, I feel like an MC, and which KRS said it too, as like an MC is one who moves the crowd. He's very lyrical. He puts his soul. He performs. It's all about just a movement.
Yeah.
And he knows the culture. you know, or she, he or she, versus a rapper is just a person who's just like, he's doing it just for a check. It's not a passion. Mm-hmm. It's just a check. It's just a, it's just like, I'm doing hip hop. You know how there's people, they're like, they just want to rap just to rap. So that's, you know, that was the that was pretty much like the outcome of it. And I'm like, it's so true. Some people, you know, don't know the difference, you know, like, especially in the hip hop community. Like, you know, so do you consider yourself as a MC or do you consider yourself as a rapper?
I consider myself as an MC.
Okay. Because you're doing it for the love of it, obviously.
Yeah.
How about you? You used to be a rapper.
I never was a rapper.
You was a rapper too?
Never was a rapper.
You're very passionate with hip hop. I see how passionate
I
you
am,
are.
But I've never really, like, took the focus and the time to actually try to rap or try to be an MC. It just, I don't know. It wasn't my personal thing.
Okay.
I never really cared for me being the artist type. You know, I've always loved hip hop from the beginning since I was a little kid. You know, I always felt like I could make a connection between an MC and or a rapper to the average person that's growing up. That's my thing because I always come across good music.
Yeah.
I've always had an ear for good music. So if I get a hold of something good, I'm gonna let the people know, yo, this shit is rocking. Like, you need to hear this.
Yeah.
This person is changing lives. This person is touching the people.
So who you would consider as a who both? And this is for both of you guys. Who would you consider as a MC and as a rapper in the game right now in the industry?
Well, you know, you got your greats. Those people who hold the ball, like, to the point where it's like, can you even compare to new guys? I'm going to go with this new generation.
Yeah, I'm going.
I look at MCs, J. Cole.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say Wale.
Yes.
Definitely Kendrick. And I'm going to say Drake. I mean, if you go back a few years ago, and this is why I'm going to say Drake. You're going to go back a few years ago. It was an MTV Cribs interview. When he was playing with his music in his little studio,
mm-hmm.
and he was letting people know, listen, I'm coming for y'all. Yeah. Y'all got the crown, but I'm coming for y'all. I'm coming for y'all spots.
He's grew as an artist.
That's what I'm saying. He's grown a lot.
Yeah, he has.
And if you pay attention to his career, he's definitely an MC, not just a rapper.
Yeah, no, I agree with you with that. What about you, T's?
Well, for me, for new generation, I would pick J. Cole and Drake. But one of my favorite lyricists, MC, is Big L.
Big L, okay.
Oh, yeah, Big L.
Definitely, without a doubt.
I mean,
if you go...
Yeah, we're talking about...
Yeah,
like,
I was
going to
say, if you go on that route, I'm going to say Nas, Big L.
Jay.
Hov.
Yeah. M.
Big.
I say M. Big, of
Big
course.
And Pop. And if you think about the top five, I just
Big
named
pun
three
as
of them.
Well,
just
I
named
think.
It.
Three of them is dead. Like, that's sad. That we, you know, we couldn't get more from them. Yeah. Thank God their body of work was so phenomenal that we could give something to these new cats that's actually doing something.
Yeah.
So I take my hat off to those guys.
So you as a
No. What about you? Who are your MCs that you
like? A new generation. Like, I would say, you pretty much named them. I had them like J. Cole. Big fan of J. Cole. Kendrick, I'm a big fan of Kendrick. Let's see, Wale, he's dope as well. Let's see who else. I think, you know who I think is pretty dope, and he's very Machine Gun Kelly.
MGK.
Yeah, I think
I can't really say I actually sat down and listened to him.
You gotta listen to him.
I did to his When they did this, was that
the thing is that they're making him so, but he got some lyrics.
He did, was it a freestyle? Something he did. It was wow. Like, I was surprised.
Would we consider Fabulous as a new coach? Because, I mean, he's been in the game for a minute. The thing is that I still find him to be like an MC.
Definitely. I want
to. And he still has, like, the new generations.
Yeah, definitely.
Sort of
he
fans,
has the, yeah, because
so.
Everything that he does, they do.
Yeah, so I would consider him because, and he's so underrated, man, right now. Like,
you know what it was? His debut album had a terrible day of debut, if you think about it. 9/11/01, like, that wasn't fair.
That's true.
Hey, man, Hov, they had to share that spotlight at the same time the Towers went forward.
But J. Cole, man, I've always been a J. Cole and Kendrick. Those are like, yo, I just think Kendrick, I'm huge on Kendrick is because his energy is insane. his lyrics are dope and he's very versatile and he loves what he does. Like, I was watching like a video yesterday, matter of fact, on Facebook, and he brought somebody, a fan, into the stage and he started rapping his rhymes and like he had the crowd. Like, it was just crazy. Like, Kendrick, I was like, yo, you know how dope that is as an artist? Like, you got fans and you as an artist, you bring someone of your fans up there and they're just like rocking out with you. That's dope. Like,
yeah, it is.
That ever happened to you before? Like, a fan of yours spit back your lyrics to you?
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's just great knowing that someone actually know my lyrics. Like, I'm humble, so like, just to even hear that, I'm excited.
That's what's up. So, out of all, how many mixtapes you have right now?
I'm gonna have two.
Okay.
G Ladies and the Water Bottle, that was released 2008, and I just made a mixtape this year in June. Okay. I'm Champagne Hangover.
So your Champagne Hangover. First of all, where did you get the title? What the title? What made you come up with the title?
Well,
I mean, I have an idea. But
I do,
I just
too.
Want,
I was thinking, because you say you've been drunk since Thursday.
You've been drunk since Thursday, so.
Yeah, well, Champagne Hangover, I came up with it because when I made all the songs I was making, I was into champagne. I was drinking champagne all the time.
Okay.
So, right. Yeah, that's why.
So, out of that, all the how many tracks you have on your mixtape?
15.
Out of those 15, which one you can actually say is very personal to you?
In my mind.
In my, why?
Because I discuss everything I've been through, stuff that a lot of people don't know about me. I basically like vented on that track. I discuss my mom's death. I discuss me growing up. I discuss my friends. I discuss my high school days. Everything.
Okay.
Where do you? What are your plans with your mixtape right now? What are your goals with it?
Well, I'm actually working on a new mixtape, Henny Therapy.
Henny Therapy, okay.
Henny Therapy.
That's my type of drink.
Yeah.
My type of mixtape. So, when are you planning on releasing Henny Therapy?
October 12th.
Okay.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
So, how many tracks?
15 as well.
15 Damn. As well?
Yeah.
So, from that one, so I'm very big. We were discussing this last week. I'm very big on stories.
Oh, you're going to love this mixtape.
Very, like, personal songs, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how I look at... Because we all have party tracks. Party tracks are dope.
Yeah.
But I really like... I look into an artist by their stories. I love listening to other people's stories. Which one to you is personal?
Know the reason.
Why?
Because in that, I discuss what's going on with me current and how I feel towards everything that I've been through. So I just basically vent on what I feel right now.
Okay.
Currently.
Okay. That's dope. That's
so,
dope.
Real quick personal question.
Yeah.
In between your last 2008 and Champagne
Hangover.
Hangover, what was the it seemed like you took a little break as far as releasing anything mixtape wise. What was the reason?
Well, I was a little busy. I was tied up with work and everything. I was working on myself. I wasn't in the right place that I wanted to be.
Okay.
So I just took a break from music, and I just started back in 2012. I was working on the Champagne Hangover after that.
Okay, that's good. I mean, a lot of artists don't do that, take themselves out the spot for a second and actually work on themselves. So I commend you on that.
Yeah.
It takes a minute to actually step away from what you're doing.
Yeah, I wasn't where I wanted to be at.
You get your shit right and then come back. And
you're
flooding it now, so that's a good thing, huh? Yeah.
Do you have a fear with your craft? Like, something fearful with your growth? Like, what is it that you're willing to take forward? But although it's still, it's something that you're scared of. Like,
well, I'm not really scared of anything. I'm not oblivious with my action. I know everything that's going on when it's going on.
Okay.
So I just grow daily.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm not really, yeah.
That's good. No, because some people who are actually, like, they're scared to perform. I mean, obviously you're not, but they're scared. They have a fear of, like, even, like, becoming successful. Like, I've met people who are scared to succeed. And I'd be like, that's crazy, but you want to do this, but you're scared to succeed. So, you know, that's why I was just asking, like, is there any type of... something that you're trying to overcome right now as an artist?
Nah, not at all.
No?
I'm just trying to be a better me every day.
That's all you can ask for, yo.
That's what's up. Any videos? Any videos coming up? Like you're making or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm shooting a video for a couple tracks off Champagne Hangover.
Okay. Huh. Anyone in particular you want to let out first?
Well, in my mind,
okay,
I'm doing that. And after that, the Give a Fuck song.
Yeah,
I'm doing that too.
Today.
Yeah.
That Give a Fuck song, what made you write that? Like, what was going through your head?
Well, when I write music, I just write whatever
that I'm going through at the moment. So that's just how I felt towards everything. That okay. moment, that's what I do.
Are you willing to, are you open to like step out the box and work with like a different artist from a different genre?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I actually have different types of genre in music, in my music.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Like?
Well, I have a lot of pop songs.
Okay.
R&B.
You yeah. don't have no country? He's a big country fan.
Oh, no, no, not country. I'm a country fan, too. I like Luke Bryan.
Yeah. I have no problem. I actually like country
Luke Bryan,
music.
That's, yeah. I told you that. He got
big,
it.
I'm a big, actually, like, aside from hip-hop, I'm a big, like, rock. Like, rock.
You
like,
want to hear something funny? I don't really listen to hip-hop unless I'm driving or I'm with my friends. Other okay. than that, I listen to country, 80s freestyle,
look
all
at
of that.
That. Yeah. Freestyle, I grew up to freestyle. So I don't know if you know about freestyle. Cause
Stevie B, all of that.
Yeah, freestyle, yeah. Freestyle music is like hot, like old school, like house. Like
house music.
Yeah, it's similar to it, but it's not house music, but it's similar to it. But it's dope, man. You got to, you know what?
See, that's that uptown.
I'm
going
to take him and make him, just make him download massive freestyle songs. And then he's going to come back, yo, V. That was my song.
That's the uptown living. That's how you...
It is. That uptown movement.
Okay.
There's but that's dope. So, any particular song that you would love to, like... Or, like, old school song outside of your genre that you would love to, like, remake?
Spring Love.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. Okay. It's a dope song. Okay.
That's a freestyle
like,
song?
He's a romantic, huh? You're a romantic?
Nah, at all.
You just said spring love.
Yeah.
That got me over here like, what the hell y'all talking about? Some damn freestyle. What's that song about then?
It's and spring
why,
love.
Okay, what's that song
out,
about? And why?
It's
I mean, that's just the title. The title could just, you know. But.
Spring Love is about him dating a shorty at a season, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's over and he's just like, spring, you know, like come back to him, like type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's you know what? Don't judge me, all right?
I ain't gonna judge nobody. Why would you want to
I like music over? Like that because I like how back in the days how they would put what they're going through into their music.
It's a
like,
story
it was
to
very
it.
Creative. It was it's very
a,
creative.
A lot of
now,
freestyle songs, there's a story to it.
There's a story to it. In country music and everything, I like the creativity and how they put what they're going through into their music. When you hear it in rap form, it doesn't sound the same to me. Like,
yeah, that's
I don't think
love.
Rap... Like, yeah.
Hey. Yo, I'm like, hey.
What? Wait a second.
It's a dope song, yo.
I'm
you
about
gotta,
to dance to this
song.
Hey. Hey.
What do you know about that?
Hey.
A lot of Hispanics listen to freestyle music. So,
it
but
got
it's,
that late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, it's pretty much in the 80s, 90s. So I grew up to, my father used to be a DJ, so sorry.
Okay.
That's why it's so...
Why would you want to make that song over though? Like out of all the songs you could think of.
Well, for an R&B song, I would like to recreate that into my own words because I feel like I'm creative, and I think this song is very creative.
So why not push the envelope to a producer? And like, yo, listen, I want to do this joint over.
Yeah.
Do that, man.
Yeah.
Push it, man. You gotta push
it.
I got to. You need to holler at them producers. Like, yo, listen, this is what I want done. I want it done the right way.
Yeah.
You craft that joint. You want the producer sit down. Y'all craft that joint from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
That's so far. It sounds like it's cool.
It's a good track.
What's the artist up behind this joint?
The name of the artist is Stevie B.
Stevie B.
Yeah.
It's old school name and everything. Stevie
yeah,
B.
Yeah. So what are what are your goals from here till? Like, where do you see yourself from here to a year from now?
Well, I see myself on the Summer Jam stage.
Summer Jam.
Oh, shit, look at that.
See, he's pushing the envelope already.
He's pushing the envelope.
Yeah, I went to Summer Jam this year, and I was just standing at the stage. I was like, yo, by next year, I should be on this. I'm going to work towards that. Even if I'm a feature on somebody's track, I got to be on that stage by next year.
Son. You get backstage,
That'd
be a humbling experience for anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you are you prepared for that though?
I'm prepared.
Okay. Now I'm just saying, are you prepared for that? Because that's a hustle right there.
And when it's something that you think about all the time, when the times come, I'm prepared.
That's good. You have to visualize it.
Yeah.
So that's what's up. Oh shit, yo, dude, do not forget. Like I'm gonna be like,
I'm like V Henny.
I'm gonna be a Summer Jam, like listening to Spring Love, and I'm like, oh shit, what am I doing? But that's what's up. I mean, you seem like you have your, you know, a lot of things set, you know, and you have you have your mind focused. So you know we gotta listen to some bars or something.
Yeah.
I gotta hear you. Well, we gotta hear you. Everybody who's tuning in, we gotta hear you, you know, your creativity. Oh, actually we got a caller.
We got a caller.
Yeah, hello? You're tuning in to the Artistry. Is your girl V Henny? You tuning into the Artistry? Hello? I guess they hung up.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You there?
I guess they got scared.
Hello.
No, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. There you go. Hi. What's your name? What's your name? Hi. Hello.
It's Angie.
Hi. Hey, Angie. This is Angie all the way from Florida. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing great. We
cannot hear you. You have to speak louder. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I had a question for the artist. It was actually interesting because he reached out to me on Facebook. So that was awesome, and that's how we all got connected. And networking is awesome. But one thing that I wanted to know that I haven't heard yet was there ever a time that you ever doubted your craft? And if so, how did you overcome that? And what was your doubt?
Well, I did doubt in my craft. How I overcame it was just make more music and just work more on myself.
But
what made you doubt it? What was your doubt?
Well, a lot of people said that I was like just saying a lot of lyrical. I wasn't making party music. I wasn't doing none of that. Like my song is just like more personal than anything. And people wanted me to be more like radio, like make radio music. So
would you say that believing in yourself is what made you overcome that doubt?
Well, listen, at the end of the day, you your own star player. If you don't got yourself, nobody do. So you got to believe in yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Respect to that.
That's true.
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
All right. So one thing, it's not a question, it's a request, because I love Freestyle. I love Spring Love.
Yeah.
So you're definitely gonna have to redo that, and I
want to
hear it.
Oh yeah, yo, you know what? When you remake Spring Love, you got to come here and you have to release it here.
Yeah, I bet.
You have
to. About
it.
That,
definitely. I'm so serious. I love Freestyle, and if you don't do it, I'm gonna be so upset at you as a fan.
I got you.
Thank you, Angie. Thank you for tuning in.
No problem, bye.
So I'm gonna play a track for you. You're gonna bust some verse. You're gonna use some bars, right?
Yeah.
Oh Lord, let's do this. Oh Lord, you're ready.
You better be.
All right.
Let me get a minute. Oh. All right. Fire starters. I'm from the block where it thunders, but ain't no lightning to strike. I got a crew full of gunners who come and take someone life. I pull up like I'm a hunter, low key I stay out of sight. And I get flea every day, so now I spray, I don't fight. Lil' ho, what you talking about? I ain't with the nonsense. Bitches think I care, but I ain't got a conscience. I like spontaneous, all they are so constant. Wanna smoke my weed, then fuck me where I'm parking. When I wake up, before I brush my teeth, I bring the strap with me. Keep a couple killers up and tell them who will clap for me. Got a couple, dude, hold up. Check it, hold up,
go.
Always been an all-star, never been a team player. Bitches love the kid, they even got me on the screensaver. When I say fire started, I just mean my team hot. If you think your girl faithful, I can show you screenshots. In the nighttime, I be going through my DM. Shorty on my ass, so I told her, bitch, you need friends. Get up off my dick, I'm a young nigga living for the days I was tripping over money and women. I pray to God every bitch I fuck throw it back for me. Bitches have a man, and they still tryna mac with me. I don't understand. I'm the man. Money was the plan. Shit got out of hand. God damn. Young electrician. Every day I'm in a new place. Breaking all these hundreds just to throw away my loose change. At the strip club, every stripper know the crew name. Pussy on my shirt, that's food stains. I'm a real nigga busting it.
Hey.
That's all I got right now. That's all
hey.
I got.
That's what's up.
Fire.
What's up?
Starters.
That's what's up. Oh man, that's what's up. We definitely before, you know, we wrap it up and everything, I want you to let everybody know where we can find you, where we can download your, you know, your mixtape and any performance, anything where you're gonna, you know, perform at, stuff
I
like
got
that.
You, I got you. Well, I'm performing at People's Lounge this Thursday. Come check me out. You heard, Young T's. My Facebook is Young T's, YungTeez.
Okay. Oh, sorry. So we got another caller. Hello, hello. You're tuning into the Artistry.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Let me pause because I'm listening to my cousin right there, Young T's.
Oh, who this?
Let me pause that. I'm a little nervous. I'm here all.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Nah, pleasure's all mine. Anyway, so yeah, this is Robert Doc calling.
Yeah.
That's my cousin right there, Young T's. I used to change this kid's diapers and everything. So I'm just so proud of him right now. I don't got no words.
That's
like, his
up.
Creativity is crazy. He had one track a minute ago. I can't think of the name of it, but like he took the sounds of the train, you know how it say, like,
oh,
like
Palom
next stop.
Yeah,
cuz what was the name of that track?
Oh, that was Pelham Parkway.
Yeah, Pelham Parkway. So like his creativity is crazy. Like he took the sounds of the train saying next stop Pelham Parkway, threw it on there and just came out with some, you know what I mean? So like I'm just so proud of you, cuz.
Oh man, I'm gonna buy
shout out
a drink
to everybody
after
out
this.
There listening. This kid is gonna make it on the summer jam stage.
He really
and,
is.
Yeah.
He really is. Let me ask you a question.
So proud of you.
Let me ask you a question. You asked his cousin, how much has he grown since, you know, like, since his first mixtape to now? How much has he grown that, like, that you notice?
Yo, so much, like, I'm just, man, miss, I'm sorry. Like,
No, don't worry.
yeah, like I'm nervous. Like, you know, I just, my cousin is man, I have no words, but he's grown so much.
That's what's
that
up.
That time he took off. Was well worth it, because like from the 2008 to now it's incredible. Like
that's what's up.
I have no words.
Okay, that's what's up. Much love, man. Thank you, and yo, that's real support right there, man. Honestly,
yeah, that's a family member too.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy you a drink, yo. You heard? After this,
I got you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in.
Bye-bye.
Oh man,
that's what's up. No, that's dope. So I'm assuming that little space that you had between yourself actually made you become
a better person.
Yeah,
man.
Sometimes you need that, you know.
Yeah.
Like people don't realize sometimes you need to get away from what's damaging you.
Yeah. And that's proof right there. So you said the song was called Pelham Parkway.
Yeah.
So you could do that, man. To get in contact with one of these producers that had him cut that song up, man.
Yeah, facts.
Get that new joint out there, man.
Yo, Spring Love, you gotta release it.
I got
it here.
You gotta come back,
man.
That's what's up. So you, basically, where we can find you, I'm gonna play two of your tracks, and
right.
You know, before you just.
All right, my Instagram is TEEZ_DA_Firestarter FIRESTARTER. My Facebook is Young T's, YUNG T's. That's it. And my DatPiff is the same, Young T's.
That's what's up. Yeah, so we're gonna take a little break right now. We're gonna play some Young T's music. I know one of them is Give a Fuck, and the other one is you just put as mix. But definitely, yo, you're going places. You just have to, the way you believe in yourself, continue it, because not too many people believe in themselves. Continue, because once you have that vision, you just keep going, and those who are meant to be in your life will follow.
Well,
so
definitely, man. Yeah,
keep grinding. That's the most I can say. And God bless you. Honestly, you got it. So keep doing it.
Thanks.
All right, so let's play. We're gonna take a quick break. All right.
Yeah. Fire starters. Yeah, they call me Teaser Bitch, I'm a leader bitch. Fucking everything in foreign countries, I'ma breed some kids. I don't trust not even day ones, people scheming quick. If I throw this money at your bitch, I'ma leave her rich. Free my niggas who got knocked, selling around with Steven Lift. Used to bag up in the strip, you ride up out of Steven Crip. Niggas think they on my level, nah, you ain't seeing shit. Thirsty hoes trying to siphon, nah, you ain't seeing this. So many fishes in the sea, but I swear I don't need a bitch. Throw some champagne in the air when I'm trying to feed a fish. If a nigga want the problems, then he gonna see the clip. Always chilling on my block, one day I'ma lead the shit. Once a nigga get his money right and live a sunny life, a lot of niggas moving funny, keep the pistol tight. If a nigga run up on me, then he'll be dead at night. If a nigga run up on me, then he'll be dead at night. Once a nigga get his money right and live a sunny life, a lot of niggas moving funny, keep the pistol tight. If a nigga run up on me, then he'll be dead at night. If a nigga run up on me, then he'll be dead on sight.
On sight, nigga.
Mobbing on the block with my killers, a couple cool niggas and drug dealers. I never sold to your mom, you my nigga. I never sold to your pops, you my nigga. I keep a couple thotties on me in the bands. I got a thottie, but I wanna fuck a friend. My niggas real, they in the field, they don't pretend. My niggas real, they don't pretend. Two hands for the shotty when I shoot. I meet up for the key with killers on the roof. When we make the exchange, my niggas gon' shoot. Bang. Once a nigga get his money right and live a sunny life, a lot of niggas moving funny, keep the pistol tight. If a nigga run up on me, then he'll be dead at night. If a nigga run up on me, then he'll be dead at night. Once a nigga get his money right and live a sunny life, a lot of niggas moving funny, keep the pistol tight. If a nigga run up on me, then he'll be dead at night. If a nigga run up on me, then he'll be dead on sight. Dead on sight.
Start shooting, it be at night. And you can catch a shit when it's dead light. And when I pull up, niggas on sight. I don't barely walk, I be in the fucking ride. I be too fly in the fucking sky. And when I start shooting, that shit gon' be 40 die. You know the deal, know I hold it still. And I be smoking weed while I poppin' fucking pills. Shout out to my nigga T. Niggas know we G's. I roll up on your set, shooting top squeeze. Have a nigga wet, like a bitch on her period.
Yeah.
Breeze gutter, breeze gutter, you know the name. Fuck around with breeze gutter, niggas know we gon' bang. Bang, bang. And nigga, I don't have no aim, but the chopper that I got is hitting everything. Oh, dang. I'm shining, I'm balling, I'm holding, I'm rolling. I got the 4/5 and I'm blowing. If a nigga step out of line, you better step in. The 40 and I'm shooting at your chin. I'm shooting at your friend.
Bang, bang.
Starters.
I don't understand. Clean or dirty?
Money on my mind, liquor on my breath. Weed stain my eyes every night when I'm in my set. Everybody sneak this like they know it's best. When a nigga do better, everybody in your text. Like you knew you was my nigga from the get-go. I always love your tracks and I knew you'd be the best, yo. But I don't listen to the fakes and the lies. I'ma think of every word I analyze, that's real shit. It ain't a lot of girls I could pop pills with. And only me is who I make bills with. Yeah, yeah. And people wonder who I chill with. I'm low-key, that's why I force feel shit. Yeah, so many snakes in the grass, gotta keep it cut. When it come to money, I can spend, cause I keep enough. Hard labor turned me into a heartbreaker. I like good girls, never been a thought saver. If you coming at me, make sure the reason right. Shout out to my fly gangs, we be on the same flight. Shout out to them paper gangs, we was chopping straight white. I'm a fire starter, nigga, about to ignite. I wanna know how I really feel to live life. My joints and my tech saying we should give life. But if I had a kid, I gotta be the best dad. See, now I'm overthinking, I ain't trying to stress that. I'm about me till I'm in that place I wanna be. When you do bad, you that person no one come to see. I stepped it up, now they all want come to me. Come to me. Funny, right? Funny, right? It's one thing about them tables, yo, they always turn. It's like God has a plan, you just gotta wait your turn. Act
act humble or else all of your bridges burn. I don't give out money, when will these bitches learn? I'm teased, bitch I'm me. Everybody worries more about the chick I see, not knowing she a friend or a bitch I beat. While y'all talk, I be Gucci, let me lift my feet. Let me smoke this blunt, then I hit these streets. I don't chill with lanes, my best friend is me.
Let me smoke this blunt, then I hit these streets. I don't chill with lanes, my best friend is me.
Oh, y'all want more? Y'all want more? I got it. Yo, I'm gonna speak some real shit. Fuck all that. Let's get it. I'm too smart to be a nigga on the block, wasting life, drinking, smoking, talking about I need a job. But when I say I need a blunt, I could get it in a second. But positive actions always turn to second guessing. Why you guessing? Just go do it. All these dreams we not pursuing. In this life, you want it easy. Easy things is for the foolish. Dream harder, make it stress you. Take the steps and God will bless you. Fuck a come up, then progress with money crazy. Yeah, I'm mental. I'm a leader though. Cross me and I get your ass Peter Road. And to the bedroom is where I lead the hoes. Still living with my father, keep it low. Never sleeping though, I be in the crib lit. Bad at remembering, that's why I always film shit. Made a poem with half the bitches that I ever fucked. She get a thumbs up when her head's down, 7 up. Weapon tucked when I walk through, feeling like never been a killer, but I'll kill if it feels right. Fuck around with Firestarter, I will bid the highest offer, put it on your head and get the call, you dead. And I see all red when you cross the people close to me. Keep a small circle, so what I got mean the most to me. Every day I wake up, grab a gun and a rosary. Have one of y'all niggas, bitches in your car, show for me. That's how I'm supposed to be. When I stop caring, now people wanna notice me. That's how I'm supposed to be. When I stop caring, now people wanna notice me. Tease.
Take y'all back, man. As I do so well. Wasn't nothing like that. Man, it wasn't nothing like that first time. She was in my math class. Long hair, brown skin with the fat ass. Sat beside me, used to laugh, had mad jokes. The teacher always got mad, so we passed notes. It started off so innocent. She had a vibe and the nigga started digging it. I was a young and straight crushing, trying to play this shit cool. But a nigga couldn't wait to get to school. Cause when I seen them thighs on her and them hips on her and them lips on her, got me daydreaming, man, what? I'm thinking how she rides on it, if she sits on it, if she licks on it. Make it hard for me to stand up. As time goes by, attractions getting deeper. Wet dreaming, thinking that I'm smashing, but I'm sleeping. I want it bad, and I ain't never been obsessed before. She wrote a notice, said you ever had sex before. Damn, and I ain't never did this before, no. 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 I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. I ain't never did this.
I wrote back and said, of course I had sex before, knowing I was frontin'. I said, I'm like a pro, baby, knowing I was stuntin'. But if I told the truth, I knew that I'd get played out, son. Hadn't been in pussy since the day I came out one, but she don't know that, so she done wrote back and told me, oh, you a pro, homie? Well, I want you to show me. My mama gone for the weekend, so Saturday, baby, we can get the freaking. That's when my heart start racing and my body start sweating. Baby, you done woke my little man up. I'm thinking how that body look naked when you laying on the bed. Teacher, please don't make me stand up. I wrote back like, yeah, baby, sound like a plan. Still trying to play it cool, sound like the man. But I was scared to death, my nigga, my stomach turned. Talking shit, knowing damn well I was a virgin. Fuck. And I ain't never did this before, no. 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 I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never
You know that feeling when you know you finna bone for the first time. I'm hoping that she won't notice it's my first time. I'm hoping that my shit is big enough to fuck with. And most of all, I'm praying God don't let me bust quick. I'm watching pornos trying to see just how to stroke, right? Practice putting condoms on, how it go, right? I'm in a crib now, nigga, palm sweating. With a pocket full of rubbers and an erection. That's when my hands start touching and her face start flushing. And a nigga roll over on top. And then she get my pants up buckled and her hands start rubbing on me. Ooh, girl, don't stop. It's time for action. Pull out the condoms real smooth, yeah, just how I practice. But right before I put it in, she flinched and grabbed it and said, I wanna get something off my mental. I can tell you a pro, but baby, be gentle, cause I ain't ever did this before, no. And I ain't never 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 did this before, no. I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no.
Team Young, let's get high, high for my dreamers. If you're a dreamer, put your hands up high. Jump up and get higher, higher than Kanye. Cups of hypno, analyze. Let's get away, let's get away. If you're a dreamer, put your hands up high. Jump up and get higher, higher than Kanye. Cups of hypno, analyze. Let's get away, get away.
I rhyme, I rip. That's the way Jim Young spits. Dave Chappelle skits, I want that verbal stuff in my cup and in my blunt. Now let's kick it like a punt. Machine gun funk, taking Big Papa Puss. Nickname me Donald Trump, the apprentice. Looking to make sense from a sentence. But first you gotta make sense of my sentence. Otherwise it's senseless, not to mention very pretentious. If only the intelligent get it. Every time I write, high attempted. Complexity, variety. Call me the freshman on varsity. Represent the great no Marcy. A little bit of black, a little bit of white. Hispanic in my blood, green makes me feel alright. Not a weed head, just like Bud Light. Get it right and the aroma, take it in coma. Forgot the M, love my T, whoops, I did it.
If you're a dreamer, put your hands up high. Jump up and get higher, higher than Kanye. Cups of hypno, analyze. Let's get away, let's get away. If you're a dreamer, put your hands up high. Up and get higher, higher than Kanye. Cups of hypno, analyze. Let's get away, get away.
I paint pictures, I should donate to the MoMA. Everything I say is sick, like I got pneumonia. Syllables sharp enough to slice a blade, Sonya. Still talking shit, no biggie, but I warned ya. The only thing we have in common is the corner. We grew up on our move, you still there.
Yo, 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 what's good, what's good? We back on the artistry, your girl V Henny.
Your boy Matt Mizzy.
How you guys? You could come back. Come back. Yo, yo. We were just having a discussion. And if you listening right now, you gotta participate in this because I just found like, how do you feel about having a joint account with your girl, your man on Instagram?
I mean, if you, it's different.
Let's be honest.
It's different. Because if the love is there, then I don't see it being a problem. Personally, you got to be able to give yourself your own life. You feel me? But if you got a joint account on any social media platform and you're doing it for a purpose, like you want your kids to be able to see your happy times that you've had with your significant other, then so be it. Like, I know it just so happened the conversation popped up. And yesterday, my boy and his girl, they created a YouTube page with all their pictures and videos from vacations.
As a couple type of thing? Yeah. Or they're building something, like a company together?
I think they're trying to build like their brand as being a good couple. And you know, granted, when they started, people was like, oh, why you and him? Like, and I salute them too. They are phenomenal. They look out for one another. They're there for one another.
That's what's up.
So if you're going to do it for a good reason. Like,
listen, if you're tuning in right now, if you're listening, I want you to call right now, 929-227-4646. I want to know, would you have a joint account with your girl or your man? You got to call in. Would you have a joint account?
Dub, no.
Why?
Dub.
Because I don't want to get the same notifications as me. Nah, ain't with all that.
I mean, like,
I want to post what I want to post. I want to be like, oh, I somebody like your pic. None of that. Nah.
So,
nah.
Quick question. My boy and his girl, I was just saying, they did a YouTube page together.
Yeah.
With Junior.
Yeah, I'll do a YouTube page. Not social media.
At first, I was like, what? What are y'all doing? Like,
so they post like videos and what?
It's like little pictures, little videos that I guess she put, his lady put together as a collage.
Okay.
And her purpose, she said to me, like, yo, when we have kids, I want them to be able to search for something and see our happy times besides the pictures that's going to be in the house.
Yeah, well, we could do that on iCloud. So we could have an iCloud account and we could do it like that.
Yo, social media iCloud. Now.
I love the artistry. Oh, my God. I love that.
Yo, personally, like, there's no issue with it, but I wouldn't.
You would?
And I wouldn't, because the only reason is that let me have my own privacy. You can have yours. It's not about that I have to hide anything, because me personally, I'll give you my password. I'm that type. Like, I'll give you the password. I'll be like, yo, here, go ahead. I don't have nothing to hide. But I need my own life.
Of course.
I don't like somebody on top of me. And I won't be on top of you. Don't be on top of me type of thing. You understand? As far as, like, you have your own, I don't want no joint account. Like, especially if we're a couple. People know we're a couple. I'm not going to be on some... You know, I don't like to, I know, I'm not one to, I'm very private when it comes to my personal life. So I'm not one to, like, promote how happy I am or whatever. With my, I can't, like, I'll put, like, little pictures here and there, but that's about it. And I'm not, you know how you have couples that, like, every 5 minutes, they're like, me and my boo, bang. And then me and my boo eating, clack. And I'm like, no, I don't know, I can't do that.
To each his own, that's the way I look at it. I mean, if the person.
Would you do it? Like, are you okay with that?
With what?
Like, if exactly, you just gave me this look. Like, are you okay with
the 5 minutes
being
posting?
Your, yeah, your girl always constantly like putting. If you have a shorty, whatever, she's constantly putting pictures of you and her.
Nah,
like,
I don't follow
if she's
her.
I'm not gonna unfollow.
I'm gonna block her.
I ain't gonna block her. Yeah. I mean, if that's her page.
Let's be honest.
That's her page. I can't control how she feels.
But I'm saying, like, as a, like, a joint account, like, would you?
No joint account. That's not me. That's not gonna happen.
It wouldn't happen with me either.
Not gonna do it.
I mean, I'm very big on having you have your own life. I'll have my own life.
I'm the type of person.
I don't have any. I don't like. I try to be as honest as I can. So I try to be. When it comes to like relationship, I'm the type that I'll be like, yo, here's my. Go ahead. I don't got nothing to hide. If I do have something to hide, then I'd be like, what are you talking about?
I gotta say, what app is that? It's I forgot the name of the app, but I'm the type of person to take a bunch of pictures, put a little collage, throw some tunes behind it, and send it to her. I ain't gonna sit there.
Yeah, I do that too. I'm a romantic.
Yeah, I'm, you know, little things like that. But as far as me, like a whole account that we both have a username password. It's not gonna happen.
Like I'll do that. Like I'll be like, oh look what I did. And I'll still be like, you ain't shit. Nah, just playing.
I mean, you gotta keep it real though with your significant other.
I'm the type that when it comes to, I'm one of those, like, you know when they, and I know it usually goes for boys, but you know they say when they pick on you, it's because they like you. Yeah, I'm that type. I'm a sarcastic ass person.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, I'm an asshole.
I'm a friendly asshole though.
I'm a friendly asshole. So I'm very sarcastic. And somebody told me that I was immature not so long ago, and I was just like, what?
I'd have said eat a dick.
I was like, you don't understand my sarcasm? Like, I mean, that's my funny. I don't know. Like,
I thought it was cool to be yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, that's who you are.
Like, how can I be? I'm not.
They was dead serious when they told you that?
They were dead serious. Like, all right, you know what it was? Because I sent them a picture, right? So I was like, yo, I know somebody who knows you, and they asked for you. And they had wrote back, and it was like, who? And then I put these nuts.
Got him.
And then I put the picture. I said, got him.
He was just mad.
Like it.
He was salty.
They were just like, you know why? You mad fucking immature. They were like, you can do that with you and your friends. And see? I was like, what?
That's what you tell somebody. Grow up. Have some fun. Tell a person to grow up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very sarcastic. Are you sarcastic? Are you an asshole? Or are you like what?
Yeah, I'm an asshole.
What makes you an asshole?
Yeah, I'm too blunt. You feel like if a girl asks me if her clothes make her look fat, I'll tell you, fat make you look fat. Like I'm that type of guy.
Damn, that's not even that's just me.
I'm just too blunt.
Damn, I thought I was bad. You see, like me, I do it the nice way. Like if I don't want to offend you, I'd be like, yo, so let me tell you something. And, you know, no offense, but that's my opening line. Because I'll be like, no offense, but blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yo, how you offended me? Or like, you're...
Because when you say no offense and then you tell somebody what's up, that's because you like, I care for you this much to tell you what's going on. Like,
once you say no offense, you're going to offend them.
Some people can't hear the honest, like the honest truth. Like, what I hate when people be like, yo, I'm honest. And then when you tell them, they get in their feelings and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how you say you're honest. And if you got a fucking camel toe and I tell you you got a camel toe and you don't like it, what you want me to do? Like,
rock that, you know.
We gotta clap for that. Cause there'd be a lot of girls with camel toes.
Yeah, baby.
Oh man. No, but like the joint account, like, I don't know, there's certain things I feel like with relationships, like it's okay for you to be in a relationship and you know each other and you know whatever, but I think there's certain times that you have to have your own personal space.
I got to,
because I feel like I'll get claustrophobic.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys get like that. Like if somebody's so much on you, like I need my space at times. Like I'd be like, yo, and I feel if I have too much, I feel very uncomfortable. Have you been like that? Have you ever got like that?
Well, X before the X got to the point where it was like claustrophobic. But I've never really got to a point in a relationship where I was like, I can't breathe or get the fuck away from me. I've never. Usually, if a breakup happens with me, it's somewhere along the line, something went bad.
I had a relationship, my last relationship, for 5 years. When we started off, we both came from different relationships, and then, you know, we hooked up. And they were so used to being like on top of, like, you know, like they had, that was their that was their marriage. So when we got together, it was just like
the same thing.
Like they tried to. At one point, I was like, yo, look. I was like, I cannot, especially that I network a lot and I do music and I do a lot more. You as an artist and you being in the industry as well, you have to get with a shorty who's confident.
Yeah, that's, yeah, oh my goodness. Thank
you,
God.
You have to get with a shorty who's confident, because if she's not that confident, you will have issues.
Yeah, you got to be able to know. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Talk.
Well, I look at it like you gotta have, if you're gonna go this route, even if you're not gonna go this route, you gotta have somebody that's gonna stand by your side, that's gonna tell you, yo, listen, do you? I'm gonna do me. Not saying as far as,
I know what you mean. Go ahead.
But yo, if this is what you wanna do, I'm gonna support you. Like, me personally, I don't need nobody that's gonna be next to me. You're gonna say you're gonna wanna be next to me. And you're not gonna have like confidence in yourself. Like, you gotta have confidence in the relationship first of all.
Yeah, you
in
do.
In order to sustain what you have, and to continue to move forward, you gotta have that person who's gonna be understanding. Listen, I'm working tonight. I'm not gonna be home. Listen, I apologize. Like, and you make sure you make it up to that person. Of course, you know, females, y'all get a little.
Not only females.
Males do too. Get a little upset, but
I've seen dudes like with other shorties, and it
comes with. I'm not saying it comes with the game, because you could be in this game and be a faithful person.
Yeah.
But you just got to be able to have that person that's going to like stand by your side and like, yo, listen, this is what you're going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I got you all the way, and I got you all the way. And once you have that connection with the trust between the two people, then fuck what the world thinks.
No, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right with that. It all comes down to trust.
Trust. You trust. Gotta be able
like
trust
I've seen. I've seen guys like with other girl, like females, and because it's not only females. Yes, females. I must admit, yes, they're very emotional creatures. I myself am an emotional person, but I'm very composed. You know, like with it. But I've seen men who are very emotional as well, and when they're not confident within themselves, they see their shorties will try to be like on a grind, and I've seen them like, oh, you're too friendly, or you're too this, and you gotta understand that
it's just business.
She's grinding, it's business, and people have to, it's a network. Although, you know, I'm sure if you have that trust, your shorty will, you know, like, make you feel secure. I mean, right, you know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
And some people jump into relationships or jump into these things, and then this is why there's no stability, but you know?
See, the thing is, when you jump into something, as long as you jump into something and the person you're doing it with, whether it be business, relationship, whatever, if you and the person who's in it understands what's going on, everybody else doesn't have anything to say. You can listen, but I'm not about to sit here and listen to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You take a leap. You took time off as an artist.
Yeah.
Of course, people's like, yo, why are you doing that? Or, you know, can you get back? When you took your time off, you knew what you was doing. You knew
what
you
had to do. Yeah, I knew what I was doing. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And when you came back at a time you felt comfortable.
Yeah.
So I look at it as the same way with anything. Like, the world, everybody's a critic now, it seems like.
But you will always have it. It doesn't matter now or before, but everybody will always be critics.
Yeah.
You will always have your, you will, you know what's so crazy is that sometimes, although we are our own critics, we have people who also, it's sometimes the closest ones that are watching you and they're like your worst critics. You
that
know?
Shit can hurt sometimes.
It definitely can. Definitely can. Oh, so. Yeah, it definitely can hurt, and it's something that you have to, you know, you have to just be prepared for it, because it's part of the game, you know, of everything. So, very quickly, yeah, I just want to thank you for being here, and
thanks, I appreciate it.
And your good luck.
Great
and
interview,
much,
man.
Yeah,
definitely,
yes,
man.
Great
artist.
Good luck, man. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Already.
And definitely, you'll come back. We're gonna have you
thing,
back.
One more thing, though. Yeah. Fire starters. Champagne hangover out. Download on that piff, you heard?
Yeah, man.
Tease.
Thank you for being here. So you know, I know we're on a tight schedule and whatever, but I definitely want to bring another artist. Another dope MC. He goes by the name of Nico, straight from the Bronx, right?
Yes, yes.
Yo, BX, stand up, man. Yes, definitely, yes. Stand up. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I was running a little late, you know. New York City traffic.
Better
late than never, man.
Exactly.
I was just in my head, like, yo, it's an artist thing, you know? you're like, we're not. Is it? Are they famous? They're not famous yet, Lana.
Nah, not yet. Not
so, you know about that 2-hour rule?
Nah, what's the 2-hour rule?
Alright, the 2-hour rule is like this. Don't feel bad, I was late this month too. So always put yourself in a 2-hour span ahead of time that you're supposed to be there. So
yeah,
you're never
give
late.
That window.
Yeah, the little window, just case shit happens.
Yeah.
It's New York City.
Definitely does. I definitely understand that.
Yeah, so you drove in here. The traffic is crazy.
It's crazy out there, yeah, man.
See, 2 hours. You're lucky I don't drop kick.
Oh, wait a minute. Ain't the Yankees playing tonight? But that's tonight, though.
So
that
that's
went,
tonight.
Nah,
the
traffic started there early, because I'm on 161. I live right on 161. Like, I'm right up the block from Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, so the traffic, that should start early in the mornings when they out there.
Wow. So just very quickly, you know, explain who you are, what you, you know.
Oh, what's up? My name is Nico, man. You know, straight out the Bronx. You know, everybody rap, but everybody don't rap. That's the best way I like to put it, you know, I rap.
No, I seen you, he actually performed as well in my event, and yo, you had a lot of good feedbacks. Like, let me tell you something. A lot of people came up to me and they was like, yo, that dude he's dope.
Yo, that was one of my favorite events. Like,
really?
I went in there not knowing anybody, and I got mad love that night. Like, even on the spot, then I had a few people hit me up afterwards. Like, they found me. Like, I didn't even give nobody my social media information. I was, like, real low-key that night. I just, like, came to perform, have a good time, you know, just feel it out.
Yeah,
some people was finding me on SoundCloud, finding me on Instagram. Instagram, SoundCloud, Twitter, you know, Tumblr, all of that. Rap Like Nico, RAPLIKENICO. They was finding me. Like, people was hitting me up telling me how much they loved it and, like, they appreciate what I do. And, like, that make it worth it. You know, that's why I do it.
You know who I saw? He definitely got to work with? H.
For real?
Yeah.
Yo, H, man. What up, boy?
You gotta work with H, man. Definitely.
V giving us stamp, man. What's up?
Like, I was honestly, like, when I saw you perform, I was real impressed. I was like,
thank you.
You know, because I just met you that night.
Yeah.
So I met you that night, and I was just like, you came in very quiet. You know, you were conversing with people and whatnot, but you were very, you know, just quiet watching. And when you came up and you started performing, I was like, yo, mad people hit me up afterwards. And they was like, yo, this kid is dope. Like, and I was like, you are dope. You have, like, a real good, you had a dope like vibe. It was just like a very old school hip hop, but you still have the new school in you, and it was, you know, like very, I loved your energy. It was amazing. Like, you did an amazing job. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay.
How long you been rapping?
I've been doing it seriously for like maybe 3 years now.
Okay.
Going on 3 years probably. You know, everybody was rapping a little bit here and there in like high school and stuff like that. But nah, I started like really taking it serious maybe like 2.5 years ago.
And yeah, in that 2.5-3 year span, like, what would you consider the peak, like the most exciting thing you've done with your music as far as being an artist?
Most exciting thing I've done with my music as far as being an artist.
An event, a song.
I got the opportunity to perform with a few live bands, like, in the last like year, really. Like the last year I've been picking up my performances and stuff like that. And I got the dope opportunity to perform with like a few live bands, man. It's nothing like that. It's electric. Like, people really, really love that.
Yeah. And we were talking about that earlier as far as artists performing live compared to the studio when you're working on the song yourself.
Yeah.
Which one do you like better, the live performance?
It's nothing like that live. It's nothing like that live performance.
It's like an adrenaline. Like, you get a rush.
And it's never, you can perform the same song a million times and it's never the same thing.
That's crazy.
It's never the same thing.
It's true. Like, I know when I perform, I'm just like, this is why I tell people I don't drink. When I'm performing, I'll have like maybe one, but I don't drink because it's such a rush.
Yeah, like, so I usually don't drink normally, you know, like I might be a casual drinker. Like, if I'm with everybody and everybody's having a few drinks, I might have a drink or two.
Yes.
And that's really it. Like, I'm not even a big drinker like that anyway. You know, I might, you know, like Kanye said, you know, I might roll a little something, take the edge off.
You gonna run for president next?
If Ye get it, I might go for it. You feel me? But yeah, like, I don't even drink like that normally, just because I like to be in that right state of mind. And then when you up there, like, depending on the crowd, that's a natural high anyway.
It is.
Like,
it is a natural high.
Yo, there's nothing out of compare to that. If a crowd really, really vibing with you.
You ever had a bad crowd?
Yeah.
So how did you overcome that? Because I've had that. So did you, like, overcome that?
Like, you got to chalk it up to this New York. Like, it's just experiences. Like, in New York, it's so doggy dog. Like, nobody want to really bang with nobody who they didn't come out to see, you know, because most of these shows, you bring in your own crowd with you, and like, you'll watch, like, somebody get off stage and they leave, the whole crowd that they brought with them will leave.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right. I did a show at Webster Hall a year ago.
Okay.
Last year I performed at Webster Hall. The kid who went right before me, we friends now. We good friends now. That's my brother V. Shout out TV, man, from Harlem. He performed, and as soon as his set was over, yo, like, half the room left.
Damn.
Like, half the, he took like 25 people out the room with him. I was just like, damn, would you look at that? And he had did a song. He did a cover of Started From The Bottom. And this is how me and him became friends. He had did a cover of Started From The Bottom. So I was like, all right, bet. I was like, yo, DJ, bring that last one back. And he put on the Started From The Bottom beat again. And I just like, I spit like 16 bars to it. Nothing crazy. And like, it caught his attention. It caught V's attention. So he came back, and then like his like 25, 30 people came back in the room with him. And I was like, all right, I got them.
He pushed the envelope.
I was like, I got them now. And
see,
then
I respect that.
And then I went into my set. And like, me and him chopped it up after that. And we've been boys ever since.
That's
like
stepping out the box right there.
Hell yeah!
You got to do what you got to do. Sometimes
he noticed the opportunity. He said, nah, fuck that. I know I can get that crowd back in here.
That's what's up. No, it's very you have that energy. You have a good energy, which I know. Like, usually, like, When you go to the studio, like, how's that energy with that within you? Like, you ever, like, do you usually write on the studio? Or do you, like, write anywhere? Like,
as crazy as it is, like, I've maybe written, like, in studio maybe 2 or 3 times. And that's really working on a project that I'm working on now. Like, this is, like, really my debut project. I've never put anything out total. Like, I put out songs and stuff. I've never really put out a complete project.
Okay.
And I really just started doing that, working on this project, because sometimes that energy that you get, and that, like, right in the moment when you first hear a beat and like the idea you get, you can't get that back sometimes. So like, you just want to catch it and try to write it all right out. So like, that's something I just started doing, is writing in the studio. Usually it's like, my process is like, I'll be on the train going home, or like, I'll just be walking around, or like, something will come to me and I'll like write it down. Or I'll just like, I'll rap like the same bar. I'll rap like the same 4 to 6 bars in my head all day long. All day, and like, it'll just piece it here and there. Like, pieces will come to it, and like, I could leave the house at 8 a.m. and come back at like 9 p.m. and I'll have like a verse and a half or a hook.
See,
and
that's
everything
that
done.
Real shit right there.
You know who does something similar to that? Jewel Ortiz. He had mentioned that when he freestyles, because he's a dope freestyler, yo. And he had mentioned that sometimes some of his freestyles, like, he you know, he puts certain verses that he had wrote down he never finished. And he'll grab like whatever he memorizes and like a great, like a good like 4 to 6 bars and then spit something else from you know, and he said he does that. That's I've done it here and there, but that's actually that's a fundamental like to train yourself into like
I look at it like you know, it's actually a question, not just a statement, but do you memorize on top of writing? Like you said, Joe Ortiz, he memorizes parts like
like, do you memorize, like, what, freestyles?
Yeah,
or
not even freestyles.
Just
like,
written.
Just, like, bars?
Yeah, like, do you, like, just keep them in your head before you write it down? Like, nah, I got to save this one?
Yeah.
Like, you keep it to yourself?
Sometimes I get a chance. Like, if I get a chance to write it down right on the spot, I'll write it down. Sometimes I won't, and it'll just be, like, floating in there sometime, you know?
Okay.
Like, I feel like the best way to progress with what you're doing is, like, you work on your craft every day. Like, I rap every single day.
Okay.
Like, there's not a day that I don't rap. Like, it might not be serious. It might not, like, be in the studio. But, like, if I'm just with the homies, like, we just chilling. Yeah. Like, we'll be sitting around rapping.
Okay.
And shit like that.
It was my fault. It was Banks. Lloyd Banks, he said it. He said he write a hot, not a 16, a hot 16 every day. I think artists should like take that approach. You rap every day.
Yeah, and
you leave the house. You say well, 8. You come back maybe 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You
got a 16. If I'm going all day, I'll have a full like 16 or something like that done, or a hook, or I'll have the concept of the song way before I have the song finished. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes like with that writer's block, like sometimes I'll try to write every day, and I'll hit a block, and it's like, all right, I gotta leave that song alone for a minute. I'll come back to that song like next week. And then, like, it'll be completely fresh again, like, brand new, a new feeling, and I'll be in love with it all over again. Like, I gotta love a beat, then hate a beat, then love it again. And, like, some processes, like, take real long. Like, I'll be done with a beat, like, 6 times before I can really, like, finish the song sometime.
What's a downfall of yours with your craft that you're working on right now that you feel like you need to perfect it?
Distraction, like trying to be a people pleaser sometimes. Like, I feel like this is a business where you gotta be selfish, and especially at this stage. And like, I'm nobody to be like brushing off stuff, like, nah, I'm not gonna take that shot, or I'm not gonna do this, or I'm not gonna do that. Like, you miss all the shots you don't take. So it's like, I'm taking all the shots I can, and I can't please everybody when I do that. You know, like, I'm not always gonna have time to chill with friends, and I'm not always gonna have time to like for girls and stuff like that. You know, like for a relationship or so on and so forth.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm in a place where I gotta put me first before I can put anybody else, because nobody's grinding to get me on, you know, but me.
But yourself, yeah.
Exactly.
And it's crazy because I actually put that as one of the topics. Like, you as a, just anybody as an artist, like, what are some of the sacrifices you're willing to take when you start believing in yourself, you know? And which is true, when you start getting in a level with, and this is with anything, which is when you're trying to become successful, you're gonna have people who are, they want to hit you up, they want to party, they want to do this, and they'll be like, oh, you're always doing, you're always in the studio, you're always rapping, you're always writing. Like, I'm sure you get that a lot. Like,
all the time. I get that shit all the time, because like even people like, from this year to last year, like this time last year, my circle was so different than it is right now.
Nice.
And it's just a matter of what I've been doing personally. It's just like, I've really like took myself away from certain friends. Like, nothing against them. Like, I love them. Like, if you ever had a place in my heart, you still got a place in my heart. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
course.
If we was ever friends, we still gonna be friends. Like, we just can't be, we don't gotta see each other every day. We don't gotta talk every day. Like, for us to understand that we still friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I'm aiming for something, you know? And it's like, some of my friends have goals of their own, and they're different goals, and I respect that. So like, if they can't always chill, and we just always can't be around, that's cool. Cause like, alright, maybe like my boy Cali wants to be an actor. Like, sorry, Cali's, he's pursuing acting, he's going to those classes, and like improv classes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That don't have nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
But he's doing his own thing, and I respect it. So I'm gonna catch you when you free, and he's gonna catch me when I'm free. Cause it's like,
mm-hmm,
I'm at the studio, or I'm going to auditions, or I'm doing shows, or I'm just like, nah, I'm chilling tonight, I'm gonna stay in the crib and write. Like, and we understand that. I feel like you just have to surround yourself with like-minded people who are about something. Yeah. Like, it's not that my other friends ain't about nothing. It's just that they're not about what I'm about.
You just have different goals. Have
exactly.
You come across, because I've come across it. I'm not sure if you have, but have you come across somebody like literally like you lost a friendship due to it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely happened.
I've lost
several, right?
Family members, like, to the point where I don't want to speak to them.
Yeah, like, you,
because it's like, you don't see what I see. So who are you to judge me on what I'm doing?
And it's like, it gets to that point when you change, when you start really, really focusing in and like becoming more motivated and like driven, it turns you off. Like, it's not even a matter of them just being busy. It's just like, it turns you off. And it's just like, yo, y'all not really trying to accomplish nothing. Like,
oh my God.
Like, how you okay with being like that? How you okay with being like regular every day? Like, I'm tired of
that. That regular shit.
That regular shit is not lit.
I went to a bar, right? You're so sad because I went to a bar. And I don't mean to be like that. But since I'm on a different grind mode right now, like, so I went to a bar Thursday. And I kid you not, like, at first I was looking just like at everybody, right? And I was like, I wonder how many people here are not even investing on themselves. And they're here just, they're here spending money on drinks. I mean, I was there drinking, hanging, but I bust my ass.
Yeah.
And yes, there's going to be a time that I'm going to go grab a drink and just chill.
Because you deserve that
I
shit.
Was just like looking at them, but I just, when you look at your circle, it's true what you say, you have to surround yourself with like-minded people because that's how you grow. And in order to be successful, you have to hang around with success. You cannot, if you're hanging out with 10 broke people, you're going to be the 11th.
You're going to be the 11th, and if you're not the 11th, if you are that one exception, you're going to be hanging around with 10 salty niggas now. It's going to be 10 niggas who's jealous of what you got now because they not about it.
Exactly.
Or 10 people with their hands out now. Like, it's just, it don't work. You can't mix that.
I had a meeting the other day on, I think it was Tuesday, and the dude was telling me, you know, what pushes you? I said, if I'm in a room with 10, same thing. If I'm in a room with 10 people and I'm the smartest person in that room, I don't need to be there.
Yeah.
You're supposed to learn. I look at it like the people you surround yourself, you got to be able to learn from them. Whether it be networking, music, business, whatever, your craft. Always put yourself in a position to better yourself.
Yeah, you do. You have to always improve. And I always tell, we always speak about that. I like to be with people who have something better than, who can offer me something that I don't know. You understand? Because I want to learn. I don't want to be with a room full of people and I know what I can do and you don't know shit. You understand? Like, it's just something, it's just common sense. I don't want, you know, so right now you say you're working on a project then, right?
Yes, yes.
What project is this?
I'm working on my debut project, mixtape. It's going to be called Nothing Worth Having.
Okay.
Expect a due date in this fall. I'm not trying to give no numbers. And I'm not trying to give an exact date and stuff like that. Cause I don't like
original?
I don't like all originals. It's all originals.
Album or EP?
EP. It's gonna be more of an EP length. Like, I'm not trying to get too crazy yet.
Okay.
I got some plans though. So for this first one, it's gonna be called Nothing Worth Having. Completely original production done by, like, some people close to me from, you know, like my man, shout out my man Randy Savage from Dykeman, my man J Diablo, Eastside Harlem, El Barrio, LO Dub Gang, Dark Side.
How many songs you got done so far?
Completely done. I'm like 5-6 songs in right now.
What,
like,
you aiming for? If you could pick a number.
I'm thinking maybe like 12. I think I'm probably like halfway done as far as recorded. Like, as far as recorded, at least. Like, I always have more stuff written than I have recorded. But I'm like real, I'm real crazy in my creative, in my process. Like, I'll be in a studio for like 6 hours completely alone. Like, it'll just be me and the tech. Like, it'll just be me and my man Suave. And like,
Suave.
Yeah.
Why that name sound mad familiar?
Producer Eastside Harlem Suave on a beat. He did some stuff on Dave East's new album that's about to be out, Hate Me Now. He's on that. You may have heard him from, he did some stuff for Lex Laveau, another Eastside Harlem cat.
Okay.
Kadeem King, Demi, all of them dudes. So he's getting his name out. He's another young cat right now getting his name out. So we be like, I'll be in the studio maybe like 5-6 hours, and it's like, like, I'm always on my phone. I like to say I'm always on my phone, but I'm never on my phone. Like, my phone is always in my hand, and I could go like a full day without texting anybody back. And it's not on purpose. It's just like,
you're grinding.
Yeah, I'm just doing something else. And I'll look at the message and I'll be like, oh yeah, alright, I'm gonna reply to that. And I'm worse with that shit.
Yeah,
I'm terrible.
Yeah, trust me, I know.
I'm good for that. Like, I'll read the message, I'll start to write back. Like, if you got an iPhone, like, my shit, I have bubbles all day. Cause like, I'll start to write you back and I'll forget to hit send, cause I'll start doing something else. Like, a new beat'll come on and I'll be like, oh shit, bring that back.
So let me ask you, you came in strong. You said you're a rap, you know, you do music, you know, hip-hop. What do you bring to the table that other rappers or other MCs don't bring?
I bring truth to the table, man. Like, how many of these niggas actually got weight and got pounds and is shooting and got all of this stuff that they talking about? Like, come on. Like, how many of us really got that? Like, let's stop it. Like, it's not, like, the shit I'm going to tell you about, it's not the most glamorous life, but it's the only life I know, because it's the life I know.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be able to tell you some real shit about the life I know. And somebody is going to relate to it somewhere. A lot of people is going to relate to it because a lot of us ain't living that life. You know, like, I ain't got a Benz. I ain't got a duffel bag full of money. And if I had a duffel bag full of money, I'm not going to tell you about it because the way I got it wasn't nothing I could talk about out loud type
shit. Yeah.
Like, it's just, a lot of it don't even make sense. Like, a lot of people doing this white girl, all these random white girl and white boy references, and I'm like, you could do that shit all day long, and I don't mean you know drug rap, you know?
Yeah.
Like, shit like that annoys me, so I can't. Like, that's why I say everybody raps, but everybody don't rap. And the niggas who don't rap make it hard for the niggas who really do rap, because every time I meet somebody, like, you ever see that meme on the gram, and it's like, when you meet bae parents, and you tell them, and they ask what you do for a living, and you pull out the CD?
Yeah.
And, people hear that. I rap for a living, and it's like, then they're off put by it, and it's like, oh, okay. Because there's a bunch of dudes who rap but don't really rap, you know? It's like, yeah, they do this made up trap shit, and I don't got nothing against trap rappers, like, because I know dudes who really live there and they really rap it well.
Yeah.
But then there's so many dudes who don't, and it throws that blanket over, you know? Like, nobody wants to even take the time to hear if you really about what you do.
So would you consider yourself a rapper or an MC?
I'm definitely more of an MC. Like, I can rap. I rap very well. I feel like to rap is one thing, but to be an MC is a completely whole facet of it.
Yeah.
It's a completely whole facet of it. Like, I rap. Rapping is what I do, but I'm an MC at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yeah.
Like, I make dope ass music, and I can still spit some raw shit. Like, if you ask me to spit, I can spit through some raw
stuff. Oh, yeah,
stuff,
no, we're going to actually spit, like, right now, you know?
We can do that, you know, trying to figure out what's up.
I'm actually put an instrumental right now. And then we're going to, because, you know, we got to cut it out at, you know, cut it at 3. So
no problem,
I definitely want to put you on you know, I got to put you on blast. So let's see what we got here.
Let's see what we got then. Yeah, man, everybody rap. Everybody don't rap. I rap.
Let's bring it back. Hold up.
Hold on. Get my camera. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not again.
Oh, man. Damn. You killed me. Alright. Yo. I swear, I got a knack for explicit grammar and witty banter. I've been a shit since a pissy pamper, excuse my manners. Reppin' that core for niggas really don't want war. Got a big homie, something like Thor, he never without his hammer. Young Geechee nigga, you get me? See that it's flow bananas. Going ape shit with them lights, I hope that you got your cameras. It's NICO, the homies know who I beat. All the bitches calling me Poppy like Dime, adios mio, I'm wildin'. Fat nigga, the flame spitter, young fire starter. A born sinner, told Deacon's daughters to tell their fathers. Home run hitter, the bat splitter on rap niggas. Bully on these tracks, I attack wax and whack niggas. Think about it, already know that I out rap anybody, and it ain't beef if we ain't at Outback. I'm bout that killing ain't doing rhymes. Yeah, I doubt that. Everybody say they nice, but put your money where your mouth at. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord mercy.
Oh, man.
Yo, V, what the hell you be finding these niggas at, man? What the fuck?
Oh, man.
I need to expand my ears.
Hey, you want to keep going?
Yeah, I'll go again.
Let's go.
Go
again. Go ahead. You got it. You got it. Like,
yeah. I wrote this in the back of the class, just thinking while they was sleeping on me. Running my litter in deep, but I'm not a weakling, homie. Straight out the gutter, running these suckers, so run for cover. It's the raw spitter, no rubber sun in these motherfuckers. Oh, man. Not again.
You're tuning into the artistry.
Not, man.
It's your girl, V. Henny.
Yo.
We got Nico. He on the mic. Yo, Nick. Yo, you a beast. You're a beast.
I try. Thank you.
You're
I love. You're doing it.
Told you I could see him with H.
Yo, real talk.
He got a dope artist by the name of H. Scott.
H. Scott, that's the homie.
Matter of fact,
a G named H.
He performed.
That's the bro. Me and Derek.
Okay.
That's the homie H. That's my man.
When I saw you guys, I was like, oh, you guys gotta do a track together.
Nah, as soon as I was at the event, and, like, I saw his name on the card. So, like, as soon as I saw his name on the card, I was hyped. I was like, I bet. Because, like, a week before that, me and him had performed at the same venue already. Like, we performed at the same venue already. Got a picture on the gram, like, me and him up. Like, H is the homie.
Yeah, he's nice. Dude is nice.
He does his thing.
Bro.
First time we met, it was at, we did a show together at Katra.
Okay.
At Katra, he had performed together. First night we ever met, he was first up. He did his thing, had like the live guitars with him and everything. And I was like, that's dope. I appreciated that. I did my thing. He waited. I was like the last artist of the night, too. And I was like, I was feeling a little way about it because like I had brought the biggest crowd, so like they just made me wait.
Yeah, yeah.
And he stuck around, and I appreciate that. I always appreciate people who stick around at the end of the shows.
You like, feature that night
because like I'm one of those shows, you know? Yeah, like I, yeah. I'm like
I'm very big on that with artists. Like I like you to stick at the
even
because
if I'm first
it's a
up,
support.
I'm gonna stick around for the end of the night just to see everybody, just because I want that same respect. Like
yeah.
from
of
when
course.
I was doing open mics, to like when I'm headlining at something, to when I'm not, when I'm just a featured act. Like I just like to see people. Show support to the arts in general, you know, like not even just to me, because like, if I'm first, the people who came to see me, I tell them, nah, they will stick around. Like, it's gonna be some dope shit tonight. Like, even if I don't know anybody else on the card,
yeah,
I tell them there's gonna be some dope shit tonight. And H is always dope. Like, every time I see H's name on the card, I know it's gonna be fire. Like,
yeah,
I always
he's a dope
that.
Artist, yo. He's another one who actually impressed me when I saw him perform, and I was like, damn. But you know, before we wrap it up. I definitely, you know, where can we find you? So, you know, all your information. And I'm going to also play Ashes to Ashes.
Okay. Like it's Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, Tumblr, all of that. Rap Like Nico. It's the same thing. N-I-C-O. R-A-P-L-I-K-E-N-I-C-O. It's all spelled the right way. Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, all of that. You get me on Facebook. Like the page, Like Nico on Facebook. That's facebook.com/HL.Nico. I try to keep it simple. I try to keep everything the same.
You have to.
I try to keep everything the same. Exactly. Make it easier for everybody else to find me. I'm out here, man. You know, like I did the Artistry Showcase last week. On Wednesday, I'm gonna be at Santos Party House. Wednesday, I'm performing at Santos Party House. Doors open at 8. Come out. It's gonna be a good time.
Nice.
I'm gonna be doing this next joint that y'all about to spin. That Ashes to Ashes. It's something that I had put out last summer. I put out that song last summer, and it was dope. Like, when I put it out, I was like, I like this song. Like, I love it. I feel like you gotta love it before you put it out. I was like, this is dope. I'm feeling it. And I didn't think it was gonna resonate with people the way it did.
Yeah.
It was something that I had did, but I would never perform it live. I performed it live for the first time last summer. I went to Atlanta for a little bit, for like a week. I performed it.
Mm-hmm.
I got like good feedback, and I was like, if I'm getting that from the South, like that's pretty dope. I performed it at the Artistry, and people were hitting me up like, yo. I had somebody in particular hit me up. She was like, yo, I've been listening to Ashes every single morning since the show. Like, since I've seen you, I've listened to Ashes on your SoundCloud every single morning. And you know, you hear people say that, and it's like, I'm one of those, like, I'm a nerd when it comes to this, like when I come to this shit. So it's like, they say that, and I'll look it up. Like, I went on my SoundCloud, and it was like, yeah, this song got like 15 more plays like this week. So I was like, alright, she really was fucking with it. That's dope.
What's up. So we're gonna actually close it out with Ashes to Ashes.
Yo,
I wanna say thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
good
me
looking out.
Thank
you know
having
I wanna
me.
Say those
y'all.
That are tuning in, those that call, thank you for tuning in on the Artistry every Sunday from 1 to 3. It's your girl V Henny.
It's your boy Matt Mizzy.
And yes, you already know FLOEmpireRadio.com.
With a lot of class and a lot of ass, the type to pass the finals, then pass by my house to drop it fast. Why I gotta choose if it's still the game? Is it different rules? I pick and choose a bitch or two to deliver this stick and move. I'm killing that whack shit. Ashes to ashes, I sting like a bee on these beats, bitch. I'm cashes. Pedal to that metal so that time doesn't pass us. I'm living how I want, don't give a fuck about what they ask us. Looking in the mirror, yeah, I'm everything they can't be. Bitches know I'm the man, that's why these niggas cannot stand me. Pride is a bitch, but if it's money over that, would you sell your bottom bitch to help you reach a platinum plaque? I never sell them my soul, but I promise I'm gonna make my way. This world is a jungle, and I pray that I ain't pray today. Land of the free, or like land of the crooked ways. I'm hungry like a fasting Muslim, swear the sun ain't dropping days. Working like a slave, off a minimum wage. But don't complain, cause in the end, that shit bring minimal change. You wanna change the way you view life, gotta change the way you live it. Or keep Lamborghini dreaming while you sleeping in that Civic. Driven by that memory, the shit they said I couldn't be, the shit they said I wouldn't do. Just help me change my point of view. You can't imagine the vantage from where I'm standing. Lacking that proper clearance just to fly around where I'm landing. Came in this game getting rings like I'm Robert Ori. Ain't kicking game, it's just some bitches understand my story. The shit that drive y'all crazy really be that shit that bore me. All these niggas corny, what the fuck they listen to before me? Surely something subpar, sub-zero with these cold bars. God gifted me to spit from these lips, and so I go hard. Raising that bar, resetting the standards, cause now my future brighter than them lights up where your hands. Kansas. And I ain't with complaining, but just look what I've been handed. A whole lot of nothing, spill my soul out on this canvas. Often I overflow, these shows are soaking up the damage. I'll be damned if I ain't the man on every college campus. I relish in the life that people say I wasn't built for. Rapping that same shit I seen some of the greatest kill for. Lately, my latest lady got me tripping over Gilmore, cause I'm throwing away lyrics that most these rappers would kill for. My confidence is cocky, cause my honesty ain't modest. Undoubtedly polished, so I stand behind my product. You coming for a problem, better finish before it started. I just came to spit a eulogy for the dearly departed. Killing that whack shit, ashes to ashes. I sting like a bee on these beats, bitch, I'm cashes. Pedal to that metal so that time doesn't pass us. Living how I want and give a fuck about what they ask us.